Last week we learned the Mishnah Lamed Beis on Beis that one is not permitted to do misaken mana in order to bake. Let's say I have to make a pot, I have to manufacture a pot. On Yom Tov, you're permitted to do malacha for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh. So malacha haste, I cook the food. Malacha haste, let's say if I have a fire, you're not allowed to turn on a fire, that's an Issa de Rabbanan, that's this Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Ematzina Sur Min Reitz, you're not allowed to start a flame, but if the flame is burning already, you're permitted to light the gears, you're permitted to light the logs from the flame that exists already. So the shaila is, if not only the actual bishul is mutter, even the hachana to make the flame is also mutter. So what about to make a pot? So that's called machshir eichel nefesh. To make a kli, manufacture a kli, in order to cook it, in order to bake in it, that's a machlokes rabbeinu and the hachamim, or the machshir eichel nefesh is mutter or asur. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. And then Rashi writes on the Mishnah that the whole Mishnah is according to the shita of the Chachamim, the machshir eichel nefesh is asur. But bottom line, halacha lemaaseh, we really pass from like Rabbi Yudah that the machshir eichel nefesh is mutas. If it's really a shas hadchak, you're allowed to do these malachas. So then, so the Gemara is discussing baking in the oven. So the Gemara has a few lines after the Mishnah on Lamed Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Omale Rabina le Rabashi. Rabina meets Rabashi. So he says, I heard from Ravacha from Hutzal. He told me something about your home, in Ravashi's home. Rabina says, I heard that in your home, the chef in charge of the kitchen on Yontif, not only does he bake, that every day, you're allowed to bake on Yontif, not only does he bake, but shark and le tanur biyamatovo. The shmir on the tanur. Let's say, if you have an oven, our oven, the door of the oven closes very tightly, and there's no problem about the heat escaping. But apparently they used to have ovens that the opening was closed, but it was shvach. So if you'll put a little cement on the outside to close all of the openings, so the heat will be concentrated better, and it'll bake better. The food will bake better.
Well, they put in chew in the oven, that's what they used to do.
They always used to do that, yeah. I can't visualize it. It's in America.
No, it was a door that closed the door. And then the door didn't close. And they used to
the door didn't
clay,
close all the way.
Clay. They used clay and they. My book was a baker's.
So that's what he says. Ravina tells Ravashi, I heard a report that in your home, the people in charge of the kitchen put on the clay on the oven on Yontif, which is a malacha. So, there are two issues involved. There are two malachas. Number one, how do you make this? Cement.
Yeah.
You mix sand with water. Yeah. So that's a malach of lisha. Gabel lisha. So lisha is a malach on Shabbos. Lisha is a malach on Yom Tov. Yeah. But lisha is muta for tzarchach on that. How do you make cake and cookies? And you make challahs. You mix flour with water. This does lisha. So that's what that's eichel nefesh. So Taisa said in the beginning of the Mesech, the Milisha V'yela, from Lisha, Lisha is permissible to pluck off, to harvest the tzvua from the ground, that's not allowed, Sira, to grind up the grain to make flour, that's not allowed on Yom Tov, even not Tzorech HaNefesh. Either it's not allowed Minatur, not allowed Midrabban, and got some Achlegas, the Ran and the Ramban, we discussed it many times. But to mix the flour with the water, that's when the Heta does begin, that's when the Heta Tzorech HaNefesh does begin. So if you're permitted to mix flour with water, in order to make a cake, so should it be permissible also to make a mud pie, to mix sand with water in order to make a mud pie, in order to smear the outside of the oven? So he's asking him, he's giving him the third degree over here. He says, I heard that in your home they do it, how come they do it? So he's asking, what did you do? You did lisha? So he says, no, Hanan, we live near the Euphrates. It bakes, yeah, it helps it bakes better. Helps it bake better. Yeah, it wouldn't be warm enough, it wouldn't be hot enough. It would be shvach, it would be half baked.
That could be done before Yom Tov.
No, you have to put in the close the door.
Shabbos, they put the chunk in, they did it before Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos, there's no heter eichel nefesh. On Shabbos, you can do it. Right. But the Shabbos on Yom Tov, that you're permitted to do lisha on the food, so is it also permissible to do lisha, to make the mud pie in order to close it up? So he's asking him, I heard that in your home they do it, how come you do it? Obviously, he thinks that it's not allowed.
Yeah.
So he says, you're right, we don't do it. Anan, we live near the Euphrates River. Araksa de Pras, Samchinam. We rely, Mifalozensich, on the banks of the river Pras. It's full of mud pies over there. We don't have to make any mud pies.
Ready-made
mud pies. Sure. But to make a mud pie on Yontav Tormenish. What? Why? It's Lisha. What's the problem? Except it's unclear. We're going to see in a minute. The Hanim Elizab the Gemara, and then the Gemara adds on, what, you're allowed to take the mud from the ground? Isn't there a problem over there? Let's see, to dig a hole in the ground is either going to be Bona or Choresh. The Gemara has a Masech Shabbos depending. If you dig a hole in a field where they plant, so digging the hole could enable you to plant things in it. Even if you personally do not plan to plant anything there, so that makes it a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. But still, you made it possible to plant something. You can't put the seeds on top of the ground. You can put the seeds on top of the ground, it's not going to grow. So you have to put the seeds in a hole in the ground. So if you dig a hole in a basada, in a field, so that's a malacha of chorish. You dig a hole by bias, it's also a mekalkel. You don't plan to use it. It's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa mekalkel. It's only an isa derabbanan because ain't tzvicha l'gufa mekalkel. But it is a malacha of boneh because theoretically, when you dig a hole, you could have put a post in the hole. You could have put some bricks in the hole.
Isn't there a rule in the Masters and Fathers when he closes up, seals up the oven?
I don't think it's broken. Yeah, it's not out of order.
Right.
It's just that it's not closed well. Every time you use it, it's like closing the door. Mm-hmm. Like closing the door. So closing the door is the hishtamshus of the oven. This is every time they use the oven. On the weekdays, all year long, the shmira on this mud pie. That it should be machzik the home. So apparently, at this makabah party, they're not concerned about it. They're concerned about the lisha, about the gibel. The lisha is the problem. So he says, I don't do lisha. I'm innocent. I don't do lisha on Yontif. We take the mud from the river. But that's also a problem. How can you take mud from the river? What's the usual mud from the river? What it's, if you dig a hole, if you chofer guma, babayis, the Gemara says it's a malacha bona. It's usually going to be mekalkel. It's going to be ein tzvicha l'gufa. He doesn't plant that. But still, it is a malacha bona. So it's an isa derabban. If you chofer basode is a malacha shevait, a malacha shein tzvich l'guf, and a mekalkel, but sof kol sof it is choresh. Charish is a malacha also. But here, when he just takes the banks of the river full of mud, and just takes an upper layer of mud in a bucket, so apparently the sinishkan choresh, the sinishkan chofer, the garnish min garnish, that's not a problem. But still the Gemara says there's a problem on muktzeh. What do you mean? He's going to take earth, sand, just like that. So the Gemara says, "V'hani mili this heter." The Ravashi says, "We take the mud from the." That's only if we designate it before Yontif where we're going to take it from. Yeah, so it's mukhan. Sure, so that solves the issue of the mukhan. V'hani mili who the tzaire me'asmo. If he made a demarcation where he's going to take the mud from an erev Yontif, that solves the problem.
Well, they do it all the time. They take it from there all the time, so it's
also it's demarcation. It's also good. So here the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Taham. Wait a minute, isn't there another problem? There is a malacha of memache. There are 39 malachas in Shabbos, and one of the malachas is memache. Memache case: if you have a piece, let's say you have a piece of wood that's very rough, and you sandpaper it down, you make it smooth. So that's a malacha of memachik. Then a tolda of memachik is memareach. Memachik is I have a rough surface and I make it smooth by removing part of the rough surface, by sandpapering. Memareach is I have a rough, let's say I have a rough wall, I have a pair of shoes that's worn out, and I polish the shoes, so I added something on. I made it smooth by adding something on. Or I made the floor smooth by putting on wax on the floor. I made the wall smooth. It's all sloppy, so I put on plaster. I put on plaster and I paint it, so I make a rough surface into a smooth surface by adding something on. That's the tolda of memachik. That's called memareach. So that's what the Rabbeinu Taham is quoted by the Rosh, and the other Rishonim discuss it. Where did Rabbeinu Taham get it from? The Ran discuss it. He says, wait a minute, there's another problem. He asked them a question, what happened to Lisha? What happened to the gibel? He's making a mud pie. Zakta, I didn't make it. It's by itself the banks of the river. And when he takes the mud pie and he plants it and he smears it on the on the walls of the oven, isn't that the mareach? The mareach is not only a malacha when you have a rough surface and you make it smooth. Let's say you have a bar of soap. It says in the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a bar of soap, and every time you use it, a little bit, a thin layer is used up. It gets slightly lower, it gets smaller. So to begin with, the bar of soap was smooth, but then when you use it, you're creating a new smooth surface. So the post can say that's also memachik. Not only if you take a rough surface and you make it smooth, you take a smooth surface, and you make a new smooth surface by removing part of it.
Liquid soap is not memachik.
Right. That's why people are mocked to use liquid soap. Right. That's why. Right.
Yeah, but here he's not memachik anything. He's not interested in making a smooth surface. He's only interested to close up the office. But he doesn't say if it's smooth or not smooth.
It's a good horror. I don't know, but that's what the Rosh quotes are in a thumb.
Make it so smooth like a follower.
I never saw it. By the soap, it's a secretion, but it's always going to be a new smooth surface. But he says over here by the oven, it's not necessarily going to be smooth. However, it turns out. I don't know. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam raises this issue. What did he say? That he solved the problem of Lisha? What's with the problem of Mamachek, of the Mariach? We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Omer Avina. So this whole issue that... So somehow, the Gemara didn't worry about Mamariach. They ignore that. Mutter, for some reason or another. You said because it's not necessarily... Yad Vashem says, there is no Mamariach. He is not doing it. He's not making a new smuzer. Somehow the Rabbeinu Tam raises the issue and he leaves it hanging. We're going to see in a minute. Now, Omer Ravina says, I have another solution. Ravina is the one who chepped Ravashi. I heard that in your kitchen you allow them to shmir on the oven. Where do you get your mud from? Where do you make a mud pie? And Yonta, what's with Lisha? So Ravina says, I tell you, I have another solution. Kitmashori. If you use ashes, is okay. Kitmas ashes.
Yeah,
what do you mean use ashes? What does it mean? So Rashi says, does Rashi say? Legabloi. Rashi says you take ashes. Let's say you had logs in the furnace to keep warm, or logs to cook the soup or the flesh, whatever. The logs, you burn, it turns into ashes. If you take the ashes and you mix them with water, you can also make a mud pie. So Ravina says, that's okay. I only shepherd you to take sand and to mix it with water, to make such a mud pie, that's a malach of Lisha. But if you take ashes and mix it with water, that does not pose a problem. Why is that okay?
Yeah.
The Rashi says, the lav ba gibul. It's not a problem of gibul.
What does he do?
Gibul means when everything, let's say you take flour and water and you mix it together, it becomes one unit. And when you have sand and water, you mix it together, you make a mud pie. It's not that you have, yes, it blends in together, that when the liquid with the particles of the solid blend in together to become one unified substance, that's called bar gibul, midi de bar gibul, something that blends in. But he said, Rashi claims that the ashes with the water, the ashes remain ashes, the water remains water. It'll help you smear it a little bit, but it's really not going to blend in together, so therefore it's not as effective. So therefore it's not a violation of gibul.
Yeah.
No, it's mixture.
Eifachatos, you don't have to put in so much. You put one speck of Eifachatos into a whole barrel full of water, Shengenuk. You don't have to have such thick. You have to mix in so much ashes. Here he's talking, you mix in a lot of ashes and a little water, and you make a whole mud pie out of it. And Rashi says that that's muta because it doesn't really blend in together. So Taisis Frekt Akasha, Anaya Maisa. There is a machlekes, the top Taisis asks. There is a machlekes atanoim in Shabbos. Daf Yutches. There is a machlekes. From what moment on is one in violation of Lisha, when you have flour with water and on Shabbos, and you, when there's no heterech on that, on Shabbos, on Malacha de Reis, and you pour in the water into the flour, is that already a violation of Lisha? Or do you say no? You're only a violation of Lisha when you mix it all together and Itaki made the dough out of it. Because in Hilchas Afrosh Eschala, the din is Lishas Nesinas Hamayim, from the time that you pour the water in to the flour, even before you mixed it together, you have the opportunity to be Mafrish Chala. Let's say a person has a sack of flour and he doesn't trust the maid in the kitchen. The maid is a Nochris. Shiksa, so she can't be mafish chala. A maid is a Jewish person, but they're not so reliable, they're going to be mafish chala. So the balabas, the balabasta takes a whole sack of flour, 10 pounds of flour, and then mafish challah. Now, if I take, they solve the whole problem. So the Mishnah says, if he mafish challah in the state of kemach, a mafish chalas of kemach, lo yosef lo klum, nothing. You didn't accomplish anything. You can only mafish challah if he made it into a ether. So the Mishnah says, what if he just did nesinas hamayim, just poured in the water? So the Mishnah says, b'riyevet hafrosh eschallah. The actual obligation, the mitzvah, b'shlei musa, to be mafish challah, is only later when you have the gilgul. B'shigal v'al b'chitim, b'shigitamting the serim, when the taka blends in together and you made a whole dough out of it. But mishas nesinas hamayim, that's already called haschallah so iso, so b'riyevet hafrosh eschallah. There's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbis, is it permissible lachatchila to be mafresh challah then, or is it only b'riyevet? Okay, so the Gemara there has a machlekes in Shabbos daf yutches. The Gemara has a machlekes atanoim. When is one in violation of lisha? Mitchilas halisha, when you're just doing a sinas amayim, that's the din in hafreshes challah, that's called tchilas halisha. It's only gemara halisha when you finished and you made it. That there would be a chiyuv to be mafresh chal. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So Tosis says, but that machlekes hatanaim is only by a midi de bar gibel. Yeah. But if you're dealing with a midi de la bar gibel, then the Gemara says, if you're talking about something with a tooth, with a liquid, with the particles of the solid, do not blend in to be one. Let's say lemoshel.
Stone and water.
That's a bare moshel. I'll give a better moshel. Let's say you have tuna fish. Let's say you have tuna fish with mayonnaise. You chop up the tuna fish with the mayonnaise. That's a midi de bar gibel. Mamash, it blends in to become a paste. But then you put in tiny chopped up, what do they put in? Chopped up
celery onions.
So the celery with the onions, with the tuna fish, they don't blend in to be one. But because there's mayonnaise, everything sticks together. It's going to hold together. So that's a midi de la bar gibel. So let's say I have the tuna fish salad was made on Erev Shabbos with the mayonnaise. That's a shaila, is it permissible to mix the tuna fish with the mayonnaise on Shabbos? Is that a malach? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that it's permissible. There's no violation of Lisha. And he gives a mocker, he quotes your source in the Mishnah Brura, where he claims that the Mishnah Brura says that since the mayonnaise is already cooked and the tuna fish is already cooked, there's no violation of Lisha by food that's already cooked. The original din of lisha is they mix the flour with the water, and then you put raw, and then you put it in the oven, and then you bake it. Yeah,
or
you
make a knedlach. If you take matzah meal and you make with water.
So there's a Mishnah Brura where he says if the food is already cooked, so the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa claims that there is a Mishnah Brura where it says if the food is already cooked, that there's no violation of lisha. It doesn't exactly say that. What the Mishnah Brura says is there's no violation d'oraisa of lisha, but there is an isa d'rabbanan, and he's explaining why the Gemara has certain kulas. The Gemara says, let's say we have ready-made cereal for little children. You buy their parents. I have young children. My children have little babies now. I don't have any babies anymore. So you buy the ready-mixed cereal,
pre-cooked cereal.
You mix in hot water. And you do a lisha, you make a whole pudding out of it. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that you're permitted to do that lisha on Shabbos if it's necessary for children or for behemoths to eat. So you're allowed to do it if you do a little shinui. What's a little shinui? Instead of mixing it normally, so you take your spoon and you go crisscross. Normally you do in a circular fashion or oval fashion like this, mixing it, stirring it. So you take your spoon, you put it in one way, you take it out, chesed yeri. You put it in the other way, you take it out. A little slight shinui. So the Mishnah Brura says he doesn't understand. They're talking about a real malacha deraisa on Shabbos. Why the Chachamim so mekel over here? All right, the baby has to eat food. The world isn't going to come to end. So give him some other food. Why are you mekel with such a slight shinui? So let it be an isa derabonis. He says, no, dafen fashtein over here. It's not a malacha deraisa to begin with because it's already pre-cooked. So since it's cooked already, so there's no lisha deraisa, it's only lisha derabonon. And he has another svara why it's a small amount, he says. He thinks that that's also not a lisha derais. So the two reasons why it's not lisha derais. So when you do a little shino, it's already a triple derabanan, and the baby needs it, right? So triple derabanan, make me make all that, right? That's it. So the Mishnah Brura doesn't say if it's mevushal het the gomer. He says beferish that it's an isa derais is off, because the seder amalachis is lisha and afiyah. First you do lisha, then you do afiyah. So there's no lisha deraisa on food that's already cooked. That's what he said. He doesn't say that it's hetero. Huh?
Do both components have to be cooked?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think as long as one of them is cooked, I'm not sure. Because I think the Mishnah Brewer is talking pouring water. Pouring water into the pre-cooked cereal.
Usually you put hot water.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but the water, in order to get it to hold together, you need more water.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Mishnah Brewer says. I think he means if the solid part is cooked. I don't think the liquid is what holds it together. I don't think that has to be cooked.
So it doesn't make a difference with the fact that the fact that food is inside.
Yeah. Right, right. So the Pashtus is that to mix mayonnaise into the tuna fish to make a tuna fish salad on Shabbos is not allowed. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do lisha for Eichon Abbas. On Shabbos, the Pashtus is not like the Shmir Shabbos Kochasi. You're not allowed to do it. So let's say I made a tuna fish salad on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, I decide I want to give it a little flavoring. Want to add on, I have chopped up celery and chopped up onions, let's say, and I want to mix them in, and it's going to hold, the whole thing is going to hold all together. So that's also lisha. I'm adding in the chopped celery. That's also a violation of lisha. I'm causing this to join into the base.
But it doesn't blend in.
But it doesn't blend in. That's it. It doesn't blend in to be one unit. So that's called a midi de la bar gibel. That's a violation of lisha. And midi de la bar gibel is not going to blend in to become one. So that, there's still a malach of lisha. Midi de la bar gibel is still a malach of lisha. And the Gemara says that here it's not shach to have a machlekes hatanoim. Whether the tchilas alisha or the gemara alisha. One Tana holds when you're mixing flour with water, you're not in violation of lisha until it really blends in to become one. That's only by medva mamurim. If it's flour with water, it can blend in to become one. But if it's a midi de la bar gibel, it's not going to blend in anyway. Then from the time that it holds together, it's already, when you put it in, the haskala is already in malacha. So we're talking on Yom Tov. Taisus threw in Shabbos to give you what the definition of lisha is. Shouldn't exist. We got it. Do they exist? Do they? Lisha you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So what's the whole? So why did Rabbeinu give Rav Ashi the third degree? What did he check for him? What did he ask him? I heard that in your kitchen they do lisha on Yom Tov. How are you allowed to do that? So he says, no, we get it from the bank of the river. We do lisha on Yom Tov. You do lisha also on Yom Tov. What's wrong? Everybody does lisha. So apparently, Eichon Nefesh. So apparently, this is machshirei something. But the shayla is machshirei Eichon Nefesh is also mutter. We pass machshirei Eichon Nefesh is also mutter. That's the problem. That what?
On Yom Tov.
Yeah, machshir echad nefesh is a machlokes hatanoim, but it's mutar eros. So bottom line, we paskin halacha lemaisa that if you have no brera, then it is mutar. So what was the problem over here? You have no brera. This is the way the Rishonim say. The Ran on the Rif has this explanation that I'm saying over now, and the later Achrayim quoted from the Ran. So what does Ravina say? Kitma shori. What does it mean kitma? So Rashi writes, if you mix the ashes together with water, since it's a midi de la bar gibul, so there's no violation of lisha. What do you mean? There is other rabbit. Taisa says there is a violation of lisha. So Taisa gives one suggestion. Maybe it means the kitma was already mixed with water from Erev Yom Tov. So what's the chiddush? So what's a kitma shori? He could have said, sand, a mud pie is also mutter if it's mixed from Erev Shabbat. Mixed from Erev Yom Tov. What's the chiddush that kitma shori? Then Taisa gives another pshat, vayesh loima, kitma shori, another pshat, just ashes alone, without mixing in water. It's going to work. You're going to smear ashes on the opening up there. It's going to fall off. It's not going to hold. It's not going to hold. So what? So the push-up shot kit mashori means that you're mixing the ashes with water, and it is a violation of lisha, and still you're allowed to do lisha. So what's going on? First, Ravina gives Rav Ashi a hard time. How do you allow lisha in your kitchen? And he himself says that lisha is mutter. So the Ran explains what's going on. Iran explains as follows: Meikir Adin is Machshir Eichal Nefesh, but this kind of Machshir Eichal Nefesh is Eichal Nefesh Mamish. We start off before we said, what about making? What's the definition of Eichal Nefesh versus Machshir Eichal Nefesh? So, we usually give the following definition. When you cook the food, that's mamish echal nefesh. But any hachana that's done in advance of cooking the food, I manufacture a pot. I don't have a pot to cook the food in. I need a fork and a knife. So this is not the actual echal nefesh. I make a fork, I make a knife to enable me to eat the food. That's machshir echal nefesh. So that definition is not accurate. That's not really correct. The Ran points out over here that it's not correct. Because what about making the fire? You're not allowed to strike a match. Okay, the Mishnah says, don't. The Rabbanan, you're not allowed to strike a match. There is a fire already. So I light the fire from that existing fire. That's not the Echal Nefesh itself. To do Havara should be Machshirin. So the answer is, that's not called Machshirin. That's called Echal Nefesh Mamish. The only time it's called Machshirin is, oh, if I manufacture a fork and a knife, which I will use today, and I will be able to continue to use for a long time, for months and months, until it's going to break. I'm going to make a pot, and I can use the pot many times over. It's not that it's only chad pot me. It's not a pot that I only use once. I'll be able to use it permanently. But over here, if the fellow's going to make, let's say he's going to mix the sand with the water, and order the gibul, in order to smear the oven, in order to bake. So this has permanence.
Just like getting fire to the wood to the fire to make better.
Like making a fire, yeah. So that's what the Ran says. This is not Mishra Echal Nefesh. It's not even Machshir Echal Nefesh. That's what the Ran argues.
So why did he
give about? So Mikra, everything is mutter. Yeah. The Lisha is mutter. The Gibel should be mutter to make the mud pie. Because what's he making mud pie for? He's going to use it just to bake now. And after he opens up the oven, it's garnished. It's so useless. And then even the Rabbeinu Tam's issue, that the Rabbeinu Tam brought up a problem of Mimareach, that even if you shmir it smooth, make a smooth surface on the side of the oven, it's also Mimareach just for the purpose of baking. When you finish baking, that's the end of the whole Mimareach. So what's the whole problem? Right, but he says they used to do it on Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
For the chol.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right,
okay.
That's okay. Right.
So the Ran says, Mikra Din, everything should really be mutter, nothing to do with Machshirin. He says, nothing to do with Machlegs of Yunaban. This should be called Echal Nefesh Mamish. Now, the reason why Ravina was giving Rav Ashi a hard time was, Zeir de Rabbanon. You're going to let people mix sin with water for the purpose of smearing the oven. People may think, people may think he's mixing sand with water to make a
house,
to fix a broken window or something, to put putty in the window to fix something else. So that's why it's forbidden mid the rabbanon. But kitma, if you're going to have ashes that's going to be mixed with water, it's a midi de la bar gibel, so it has lisha. It does have lisha, but it doesn't look. There's no Mari sign that people are going to think, me or there, what's the guy doing? He's going to go fix a broken window. Who fixes a broken window with ashes mixed with water? The only thing that it's good for is to shmir on the oven. So here, since there's no Mari sign, so light that it's Mikiradin, it's Mutter. That's how the Ran explains the Hogimar. He says, that's why everything, Mikiradin, everything is Mutter here. It's not Machshirin. It's not Machshirin, it's better. It's Echal Nefesh Mamish. But by the mixing the sand with the water, it's a chumim with the rabbanon, because it looks like uvda dechol. Looks like he's maybe interested in building. But kitma with water, avad, it is a malach of lisha. The Ran writes that the Rif writes over here that there's no lisha. If you mix the ashes with water, there's no lisha. So the Ran says he doesn't think the Rif meant that there's no malach of lisha. About it, there's a malach of the rice of lisha, but it doesn't look like there's no marisayin of any uvda dechol. It doesn't look like you're interested in fixing any broken parts of the house or anything. It's clear that he's only doing it for the oven purposes. So that's why everything is mukhar.
Why don't we say legitimate marisayin? If Ravina had asked him, Ravina was suspicious of him. He said, "How come you do this type of mix?" He said, "I don't mix it, but I live by Euphrates, so I pick it up." Why don't we say a low cloak? Somebody could see him using it and say, hey, you're allowed to mix it on Yantas. Why do we allow him to do
it? They probably all used it at the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot of science. I mean, Ravina himself had this challenge. He was suspicious,
yeah,
but he asked him the question.
Ravina lived in a different city. So he said, I heard that in your home they do this. And he said, of course. He said, of course we do it. Why not?
Because everybody else does.
But then how about anybody else who sees
it? Could be all the people in the city.
He said, if you live in my city, you would know that it's Hektik Dominum. You would live here. You live near Chakin. So you think me or there, what's going on? If you would live in my city, there's no marisayin. That's what he tells me.
So there's no love, you know, we don't say love food, but maybe
I mean, not from one city to the other, you don't say. That's a midi de lav bar kiva, huh? The onions with the eggs don't blend in to be one unit. They're held together from the moisture, from the mayonnaise, or from the liquid. One? Mayonnaise and eggs, that's Elisha. Yeah, that's the problem of Elisha. So the Shmir Shabbos Kochosit claims that it says in the Mishnah Berurah that it's mutter, because everything is cooked. And I don't think it says that in the Mishnah Berurah. You look for yourself. It says that it's not their raisa.
Chop up eggs and onion on Shabbos. You'll be able to chop up eggs and onion and chop it up.
Yeah, the chop up is not hashayla. The chop up is a shayla of tochei. So one opinion Rishayim was that there's no in Taisus and Shabbos. There's no tchina by ochlim that a roy lachila. You cut it up, because what are you going to say? A person wants to eat chicken or steak on Shabbos. You're going to say he has to be careful not to cut it in tiny pieces. If he cuts it too thin, it's going to be a malacha of tchina. So Taisus says it doesn't make any sense. Derech achila, whatever is right, achila is not tchina. And the Sefer Yireim, Rav Lezer Mimitz writes in Sefer Yireim, he's not so convinced of this kula. He says, maybe an achanami, when you cut your vegetables or your flesh on Shabbos, you have to cut it in big chunks. You shouldn't cut it in too small a piece.
Thank you.
Okay, so some Rishonim say that there's no tchina shalobi gidule karka. The eggs and tuna fish would not be a problem. It's not gidule karka.
Yeah. Would it make a difference if it's not gidula karka but it's built like a hydroponic? Would that make a difference? If it's thrown hydroponically?
It's normally gidula karka, but they happen to grow it in water.
Huh?
I don't know. It's a good shayla. When you say that there's a din that applies only to the gedula karka,
like
doesn't mean that min
doesn't apply to hydroponics. No.
Right. So does it mean it depends on the min of the vegetable, or does it depend that it should actually be gedula karka? I don't know. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "Ei makifin shtei chaviyos lispas aleihem esakdera." If that person wants to cook on Yontif, so he takes two barrels, he puts them near each other, and he has the pot, and he balances the pot on top. They have two barrels the same height.
Yeah.
Two barrels of the same height. And then he puts a space in between, and he's going to have the fire, as apparently it's not wooden barrels. He's going to put the fire on the bottom, and he's going to put the pot on top. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do that. What's wrong? Why is he not allowed to do that? So the Gemara says that this is a problem of bona.
Yeah.
Bona. What's about bona? So the Gemara says it's only binyan aroi. It's only bona midirabbonim. And our Torah said, ishken bona. He didn't attach anything to the ground. It's not bona. But it's bona midirabbonim. What's the bona midirabbonim? So the Gemara says, the Taisus explains, this long Taisus, Malmata Lamaila. That's why it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the way Taisus says. Taisus on this daf chepes everything that Rashi says, Taisus chepes. This Taisus Malmata chepes the first Rashi. Then on the fourth line from the top, on Lama Gimla Manal Taisus says, Pirish Rashi. Rashi says another thing and he's wrong. Then the next Taisus says, Pirish Rashi and he's wrong. The next Taisus says, Pirish Rashi and he's wrong. Then again, Pirish Rashi and he's wrong. Pirish Rashi and he's wrong. Every single Taisus. They check every single sneeze that Rashi says. So I don't remember such a Daf Gemara. I don't remember from any place. Everything that Rashi says, they check it. So here also, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the way Taisus says here. So Taisus says like this: what's the iser midirabbanan of bona? If you put together what the Mishnah says, you put together a barrel next to a barrel, and you put the pot on top, and you're going to cook on the bottom. So what's the iser? What if you have a tripod? You put a tripod that just holds it up, stringy, three-legged thing, and it holds the pot on top. So Taisus says, no, that's not an iser. The iser only is if you have walls. Like over here, you have one barrel chavis over here that has a wall on this side, a wall on that side, like mechitzis, and then you have a roof on top, and you want the dafke, it should be an empty space on the bottom, because you're going to have the fire on the bottom. Let's say I have a stack of svarim, I have two stacks of svarim on my desk, and I want to learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so I take another sefer and I put it on top of the two stacks of svarim, and it's being supported. I'm standing up, and the sefer is being supported. So the Rishonim quote, we don't have this line in Tosfos. The Ran and the Rashba quote in the name of Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it also. From the Ran and the Rashba in the name of Tosfos. You mean to say that that's prohibited? Why is it asa? Even though he has two stacks of Sfarim, they're both piled up like this, and he puts a Sefer on top, Tosfos says that's permissible. Why is it permissible? So they give a few reasons. First of all, Tosfos says it's only forbidden if you made the two piles yourself on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If the two piles are there from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, you're permitted to move it. It says in the Mishnah. Right, you're not allowed to move the two barrels together, so you made the two walls and you put the roof on top. But if the two walls were there from Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, and then you put the pot on top, that's mutter. Taisa said that's where they always did Bizman HaGemara. They used to have an oven, and they used to have, not the way we have shelves inside the oven and you put a pot inside sitting on a shelf. They used to have an oven that had logs inside, they used to make a fire, and then on top there was a round opening to be able to insert a pot that would be deep in sitting into the heat of the oven, and that would serve like a roof on this whole thing. So you have walls, you have the four walls all around from before Shabbos, and you're permitted to put, you're not allowed to put a pot from the refrigerator on top of the stove on Shabbos, but if it was there on top of the fire and you took it off to serve a little bit, let's say you served a little soup and then you put it back on, so that's hachzarah. So if it's either biyod, if it's either lahachzav, if it's tana lagam, if you have all the klolim of hachzorah, then you're permitted to put it on back on top. So how is it permissible? But you have walls, you have four walls, and you're putting on the roof. So the answer is no. The four walls over there from Erev Shabbos. The only time the whole Gemara is going to talk about an issue, the only time it's forbidden is if you're making the walls. You don't even have to have four walls. If you're making two parallel walls on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're making the roof on top, and you're interested in the empty space in between. Yeah. So let's say if I'll pile up two stacks of Svarim, and I'll put the Gemara on top, he made the two piles on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he put the roof on top, the one safe on top, but he's not interested in having an empty space. If they would be next to each other, it would also be good. It doesn't bother him, but it's a big Gemara. Not that he needs an empty space to use the empty space. The Gemara that he wants to put on top is so big, he's going to have the two piles of Svarim. His Sefer is going to fall down. So that's why he has to move the pot. But he's not really using the empty space in between. The only time it's also is when he's going to put a fire in between or something like that. So that's what Tosfos interprets in the Mishnah and in the whole Gemara. The Gemara on the last line on the Daf has that din. Omer Rav Yudah. The last line on the Daf. Omer Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah is an Amora. Rav Yudah is not. Rav Yudah is an Amora who lived in Babel, a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. That's why he's Rav. He didn't have Smicha. There's a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. He's a Tana. And this is Rav Yehuda in Amora. So the Gemara says, Hi Medurta, if you want to make a pile of logs in order to burn the logs on Yontif, so sometimes there's a violation of Binyan Midirabanon in piling up the logs. How is that? If he wants to make two piles of logs on either side and then have a roof on top, two piles of logs that sort of make walls and then put some logs on top like a roof, and he wants to put the fire in between the dafke, he wants to have an empty space in between that it should help out in the fire, so you're not allowed to do that because it's looks like it's bonem midirabonon. If you put it milamata lamaila, normally when you build a house, first you make the foundation, and then you build from the bottom up. But he does, this whole thing is only an Issa Dirabbanan over here. It's an imagination. It looks like a little bit like Baina. So this whole Issa Dirabbanan is only applicable in a case when he builds it milamata lamaila also. But if he does milamata lamaila, ishori, let's say someone will have someone hold the logs on top, and then someone else will put the logs on this pile, someone else put the logs on that pile. If he puts it upside, if he builds it upside down, first the roof and then the two walls, then it's mutai deshina bimiktas, takes off the whole marisayin abinyan. But if he does it, no matter the matter, then it's us. So Taisa says it's only us if he puts two walls and he needs the empty space in between. But by the sefer, he doesn't need the empty space. Even if he built the two walls on Shabbos, he doesn't need the empty space. V'chein beis, the same thing by eggs, v'chein keder, v'chein puri, v'chein chavita. All these cases, you're not allowed to do it. If he's interested in putting up two walls, lining two walls on either side, and putting something as a gag on top, so if you build it, milmata lamaila, first the bottom, then the top, it's a marisayin midirabbanan, looks midirabbanan like it's asiyah soya. But if you're going to put it upside down, then it's permissible. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, like Tosfos interprets the Gemara. Rashi has a very strange comment. Here, the Tosfos on the top quotes the fourth line from the top. Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Yeah. You have to hold the top first. Much more tearful. Yeah. Big pain in the neck. Avada. But nonetheless, Tosfos says that shouldn't. So Tosfos says, let's say, to put up a table the way we have. And a lot of shuls, they have a table. Yeah, if you have a folding table, it's no problem. Let's say you have a table where the legs are separate and the top is separate. You put the top on top. So if the legs are such that it's a solid wall over here and a solid wall over here, then you have a problem. That you have a wall here, and a roof on top, and you want a space underneath to put your feet there. You want to be able to sit by the table. Yeah. If there wouldn't be any empty space, you wouldn't be able to use it properly. But we don't, Texas didn't have like that. The horses on the bottom, what are they? So it's like over here. It's not a solid wall. Yeah. It's a piece that holds some open, empty spaces. So that's what Texas says, that the way we have tables, there's no problem. The Gemara is only talking if you have walls on either side. So that's the first part of the Texas. They disagree with Rashi. Rashi didn't interpret like that. Rashi interpreted even if you don't have walls, it's still awesome. Then Rashi has another comment. Rashi keeps on commenting on this daf Gemara, I'm Gimel and Aleph. This is Shalei Kalacha, we don't pass like that. And this is Shalei Kalacha, and this is Shalei Kalacha. Everything is Shalei Kalacha. So Tosfos says, so what did the Gemara write a whole Amid Gemara that Shalei Kalacha? So Rashi writes like this. This Amora, Omer of Yudah, on the last line, on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, this Amoira holds like the Tana Reb Yehuda. There's a Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon where the Dov Sheinim Miskaven is also Amutah. What does it mean Dov Sheinim Miskaven? A person does something which is permissible and he knows in advance that this may or may not result in a Malacha. What's an example? Let's say a person is walking in the grass. You know, sometimes when he walks in the grass on Shabbos and Yom Tov, some of the grass gets ripped out. So you're not allowed to stand there and rip out the grass on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a Malacha. But he's walking and may or may not rip out the grass. So that's called a double shein miskat. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Let's say you're walking on the grass. He may step on a bug. He may kill a bug. To walk specifically on the bug in order to kill it, that's a tilas neshama. You may be, yeah, maybe no. You're not looking so carefully. Who's there? So that's a double shein miskat. So double shein miskat is a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says you're not allowed to. Double shein miskat is forbidden. And Reb Shimon says Dov Sheinim Miskaven is Muta, and we passing like Reb Shimon. So Rashi says over here, what's the problem, Zot Rashi? You're making two walls and you're putting a thing on top. He's interested in Baina. He doesn't care less, not interested in making a Baina. He doesn't want to make it look like a house. So Rashi says it's a Dov Sheinim Miskaven. So this Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaira, is Sholei Kalocha, because he passes like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dov Sheinim Miskaven is also. And since we pass condomshin in his cabin is mutter, you can throw out this line in the Gemara. Then Rashi proceeds to throw out the next line and the next line and the next line, the whole Amid Gemara. He throws out the whole thing. So Taisa says, what are you doing? And Gemara quotes a din, this is a din. So Taisa says, they don't agree with Rashi. What kind of Dabshin is cabin? Dabshin is cabin means I'm doing X, which is permissible, which may or may not result in Y, which is forbidden. Here he knows exactly what he's doing. He's putting the walls up and he's putting the roof. That's exactly the bonus. That's exactly what's not permissible. That's what you're not allowed to do. What does it have to do? This is called the psikreshe. He's mamish. But he's not interested in making it look like bina. That's not called dovshin miskan because he's not interested. If he's exactly doing everything that you're not allowed to do, that's called psikreshe. So that's awesome. No, so the Gemara says if it just rained, then it's a heavy couch and the earth is very soft, and you know by dragging the couch on the soft earth, the vaday will make a hole. That's a psik reshe. But if the earth is not so soft and the couch is not so heavy, and you're soft kosof, you're picking it up a little bit. You don't want to scratch the ground. So that's a suffix. It's a suffix whether it's going to cause a haritz or not. The Mamakam Safik, that's the Machleg Zabiyuda Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says Mutta, and we paskin Mutta. We paskin like Reb Shimon, that is Mutta. So Rashi claims that Rabbi Yehuda over here holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who asks his Dov Sheinim Miskaven. And Tosfos says, what has it got to do with Dov Sheinim Miskaven? Tosfos says on the last four, and Nira Loimed Afilu Reb Shimon Moida, on the top Tosfos, on the last five lines, Afilu even Reb Shimon says Dov Sheinim Miskaven is Mutta, is Moida. The Havi Hacha also why the Hod Amar Rav Shem Dov Shem Miskaven Muta Hainu Gon She Osa Dov She Einem Miskaven La Soso He's doing A, which is muta, which may or may not result in B. Aval hacha, miskabelas and mashuos. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's not interested in the results that it looks like a house that he can call a ein zvicha lagufa or something. He can't call out the dov shein miskab. He's exactly miskaven to do that. So that's quoted la'loch and shulchan aruch. They quote that. So the Gemara now raises a question. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have regular bathrooms. Till very recently, they didn't have regular bathrooms. So what does a person do? He has to go to Beis HaKisei. He's a nitzach l'nekavim gedolim. So what does he do? So you have to have something to sit on to make life a little comfortable. So he wants to know. Rav Nachman discusses at the eight lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis on the base, are you permitted to move big logs or big boulders or something, or big stones near each other to serve as a seat, as a Beis HaKisei? Is that permissible or not? Because you have a wall over here and a wall over here, and you're going to sit on top.
You're going to be the seat on top.
You're going to be the roof on top. Is that permissible? So he says it's muta. Avanim shabeis hakisei muta letzadadon b'yontif. If you're permitted to move them over on yontif. Wait a minute. Avanim, what can muktzah. Big boulders, obviously. Big boulders. What's that with muktzah?
This is specially prepared for that. It's muktzah lekav. That's specially used for that.
That's a question. Were these specially prepared in advance?
Could be.
There is a Gemara in Shabbos that Tosfos quotes somewhere over here. Here, the Tosfos Reb Lezer Omer. Tosfos quotes from Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph on the base. So there is a Gemara Masechah Shabbos where the Gemara says when they went to the Beis HaKisei they didn't have paper. So what did they use to clean off their bodies? So these those little pebbles. So the Gemara says, and there is no Beis HaKisei. So he's going to go basode. He's going to go in the field somewhere. So where's he going to get stones? Wherever the stones are. So those stones, there was no hachon and there was no hazmonim about yom. The stones are mamish mukta, eitzman bonim yofim. That's the habonim is mukta. So the Gemara says, because you're dealing with an issue of kavod abriyas and mukta is only in the rabbanon, so we allow you to violate the mukta the rabbanon mishum kavod abriyas. So the Gemara violating a malo anisa deraisa, then they can work out the pasuk again. Chochma, then tuna veinetz in the neged Hashem. You're not allowed to violate an aver mishum kavod abriyus. But if you're just talking about din derabanan, it's a case of kavod abriyus. Then you're matir. So the rishonim say over here also, avadim shall base akisei the issue of mukta. There's room to negotiate. You can be mekel on that. But if it's mukta is only a gzeira derabanan, shem ayotzi. But what if it's a malocha derabanan? Maybe you're not matir maloch derabban, and to carry in a karmelis, to carry the pebbles in the karmelis is all, not even a maloch derabbanan. The Gemara says it's also only a gzeira derabban. So that you matir mishum kavod abriyus. But what about bonem derabbanan? What about the binyan haroi? Binyan kavua is a maloch derais. You're not matir. But if you're going to move together two avonim shel beis hakisei letzadadan beyond to move them together, why isn't that a violation of bonem derabbanan? Maybe you should not be allowed to do that. So Rav Nachman says it's permissible. Fregmar Kasha, Esrei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Eimer Kifin Shtei Chavis Lispas Alemas Akdeira. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to move the two things together and put the pot on top because that looks like bone. It's a bone in the Rabbanon. That's the Kasha. So we already said the Teretz Kavod Abriyas. It's only an Issa the Rabbanon to begin with. Mokin Kavod Abriyas Muta. The Gemara didn't realize yet. They're going to answer that later. That's the Gemara and Shabbos, not Payalas. You're permitted to be metal from muktzin based for the purpose of kavod abriyus. Permitted to carry in the karmelis mishum kavod abriyus. So that's going to be the final answer. But the Gemara first didn't realize that. So Esri Rabbi the Rab Nachman, how can you say it's mutter? It's an nisa the Rabbanon. So first the answer is an answer that's not correct. Amalei, so Rab Nachman answers shiny horse mishum the kavod ahala. No, over there he has the two chavias on either side and the empty space in between, and he puts the pot on top. Listen, saleim and sakdera. So he has all three component parts. And they're all going to stay there for a while. But if the person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he's not part of the Avonim. The Avonim are the Kisei of the Beis HaKisei. He's just going to be there for a few moments, then he's going to walk away. So you only have the two mechitzas, you don't have the thing on top, it's mutter. That's what the Gemara asks. Vekta kasha, anaya maisa. He says, shani hos mishim dekovid ahala. He has the gag also. It's only us, shtei mechitzas with a gag. Vekta kasha, that's not true. Amle rabu zulta the rabashi, yes, the kasha, it's not true. Ela meyato, what if you made an oil aroi midirabonon, oil kavu as an isadarais? Oil aroi is only the rabbonon. So you mean to tell me that oil aroi is only awesome rabbonon? If you have two mechitzas in a gag, and if you don't have a gag, it's muta. That's not true. Elamiyata banu, it's taba beyond the lo'abra holly. He didn't make a gag. He just made up this an elevation on the ground. He made a pedestal. He meant to say, and it's only aroi. You mean to say that there's no isa de rabbonon? Because it's only awesome de rabbonon if you have two parallel mechitzas and a gag on top. So he says, no, you're right. It's taka osir. But the answer is, Kavod Abriyas is mata over here. But it's akisa. Omalei, hasim binyan keb asatar binyan aray loy asatar. So it's only an isa de rabbanon. Because rabbanon binyan aray mishun binyan keb amishun kvodo. Because of rabbanon mishun Kavod Abriyas de mata. So that's what we usually assume. That's the answer in the Gemara. That's the answer in the Gemara. That the Pashtus is the Gemara backed out from the original thought. First, the Gemara thought that it's only Yosef. You have the two mechitzas with the gag on top. Then the Gemara says, no, over here, if he puts the two avonim from the Beis HaKisses, that would also be an Isra Binyan Aroi. The reason why it's Mutter, Mishum Kavod Abriyas. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. Abakas is a log of wood. What do you use the log of wood for? For the furnace. To burn in the furnace, in the oven, either to keep the people warm or to cook the food. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to handle logs. Logs on Shabbos are muktzah. Eitzim avon of yofen. It's like mamish muktzah. On Yontif, you are permitted to handle logs. But the shaila is, you're permitted to handle logs on Yontif if you want to burn the logs. What if you want to use the log to hold the door? Sometimes you take a piece of wood to hold the door open. Is that permissible? So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Ein samchem es hagdera bibakas. You're not allowed to support a pot on a log of wood, because the main purpose of the log of wood is to burn. The chaim bedelas, the Gemara says, and so you're not allowed to use a log of wood to hold the door. Shailas, why is that not permissible?
It's not looking for that.
So Rashi writes, Kosova, Rashi writes on this Mishnah, I'm on a base, in Samchen, Kedera Bibakas, Kosova, the Tana is of the opinion, Lanitnu Eitzim Ela Lahasoka, the main purpose of the logs is for firewood, to burn it. Leficha Muktzimeim, Eitzel Kol Tashmish. What does that mean? So we discussed this when we learned the first Perek. In the first Perek, the Gemara was talking about Kisei Adam. We had in last week's Sedra, a person shecht chayav yoyif, shecht today, and there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Shecht chayav yoyif, there's a mitzvah to chiso be offer, to have offer my mile, offer my mouth. What if somebody shechts on yontif? So the Gemara says, you also do kisei adam. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, kisei adam, the offer is dach mukze. So the Gemara says, well, even though offer is, eitz mabana the offer is mamish mukze, it's not oichlem, it's not kelim. Other Mikhail Machal Mamashkin. The Gemara says the four things that are Makabal Tumah, other Mikhail Machal Mamashkin, are the four things that are not mukta. Anything that doesn't belong under one of those four categories of other Mikhail Machal Mamashkin is labeled as mukta. The sand, the sack of sand, the sack of dirt, sawdust. Usually a duki sadam in the slaughterhouse, a dude sawdust. The sack of sawdust is mukta. So the Gemara says in the first Perek, well, he didn't have pampers the way we have. They didn't have toilets to flush down. So what they do when the baby has a dirty diaper? What they do if the baby makes dirt on the floor? So they used to have a sack of sand, miyuchot, to pour the sand on this. So the Gemara says if they have a sack of sand prepared from Erev Yontif, in case the baby's going to make it dirty, soya, miraglai, whatever, so they're going to pour a little sand on the floor to cover it up. So that sand is already muchan and mezuman for that purpose. Are you permitted to use that sand to do kisi adam? Or do you say, no, basically the sand is dach muktzah. How are you allowed to handle it? So the Gemara says, sand is muktzah. Even though you were mazmin, let's say you have a bris on Shabbos and Yom. So it says in Shulchan Aruch from the Zohar, that there's a minig that you matmin the orla ba'ofa on the pasuk in Bolach. Mi mono afra yankiv. So the Zohar says, who can count all of the offer with the Jews on Matmin the Or Orla? So in the Shulchan Aruch, both in Arachaim and Hilchos Shabbos and in Yeridei and Hilchos Milah, it says in the name of the Gaonim, this is an ancient minig, at least in the days of the Gaon, and maybe earlier, the Zohar is earlier than the Gaon, from the days of the Tanoim at least, that even on Shabbos and Yontif, they would also have the minig to be matmin the orla with the bris. On Shabbos and Yontif, would also be matmin the orla b'offer. I bet the offer is mukta. So it says in the Mechaber, from the Gaonim, you should be mazmin the offer mebod yom. Was it help to be mazmin mebod yom, that the Zohis mukta? So the Gemara says in the first parak, no, the offer remains mukta. The sack of sawdust or the sack of sand remains mukta. But if you're mazman mukta for a specific ishtamshu, so you're allowed to use it, despite the fact that it is mukta, you're permitted to use it for that ishtamshu, or, the Gemara adds on, for any ishtamshu that's more important or equally important. If there's an ishtamshu that's less important, then you're not allowed. So the Gemara has a discussion. What about Kisi Adam? And then what? Kisi Adam is the Hamitzvah. So maybe it's more important than covering over the dirt that the baby's going to make. So if you're mazman a sack of sand, a sack of sawdust for the purpose of covering the dirt in the house, maybe it should be considered more important of a hishtamshis to use it for Kisi Adam. So a geitan a whole machlekes in the first pair. So the pashtus is that that's what's happening over here. That's the poshup shot. La nitnu eitzim el ala hasoka means not only are logs mukta on Shabbos, on Yontif the logs are also mukta. See, this is a question you can argue, you can debate the point. Maybe on Shabbos is mukta because you can't use it. But on Yontif that you're allowed to, so maybe it's a klisha, maybe I should consider the logs like a klisha malach de lehetter. So the poshup shat and the Gemara is no, that's what this statement means. Lamnit, we'll have to see if this is what the statement means or not. That's part of the whole plant of over here, Rashi and Taisus and all the Mishonim. So the Poshib Shat Lo Nitnu Eitzim Allah HaSaka means the logs are mukta on Yontif also, not just on Shabbat. The logs are mukta on Yontif too. But since on Yontif you're allowed to burn logs to cook the food or to keep warm, so it's considered as if you're mazmin all of the logs for the purpose of HaSaka. So you're allowed to use, you're allowed to be metalta of the mukta, dika logs, for that purpose, HaSaka, or for any equally important purpose or more important purpose. But if it's a less important purpose, you're not allowed to. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. You're not allowed to use it to hold the door, to hold up a pot. That's not as important as keeping the body warm and so on. And the Chemie, nobody passes like, yeah. And the Chemie says, even a klisham lachta leheter. We had last week, afila talis, afila tarvud, even a spoon, a tarvud. Even a beged, you're only allowed to use. Yeah. But that's by klisha malachta leheter. Rav Nachem is machver. This stuff by mukta.
But that's if you don't prepare it. But the mukta says if you want to prepare logs to sit on in Shabbos, if you allow it.
Yeah. If you're mazmin, the mukta dig a thing in advance. Yeah. Let's say somebody plans to throw pebbles on the cars who are driving on Shabbos. So the pebbles are mukta, so he's mazmin in advance. So there's no issa tutta mukta, maybe a bigger issa. Sakonis the first, maybe killing someone. Bigger averis. But there's no issa tutta mukta, he's mazmin the pebbles in advance. So that's lachar the pashab shat here. La nitnu eitim el lasok, Rashi sounds like he says, they remain mukta eitzel kol tashmish. It's only mukta for this ishtamshis or another ishtamshis, equally important or more important. The Gemara quotes it over here on the top. On Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, on the third line, Tanur Rabbanan, you're not allowed to have a log. You're not allowed to move a log to support the kedera or to hold the door. Whatever that statement means. Reb Shimon Mato. Reb Shimon disagrees. Why does Reb Shimon disagree? He holds not so. What's pshat in Reb Shimon? So Rashi says, oh, Reb Shimon, that's our friend Reb Shimon. He likens up mukta. So that's right, the machlekes we had on the first daf. Machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon, what's his story on mukta? And the Gemara says we paskin, and Shabbos for sure we paskin like Reb Shimon, who's Mekel. What about Yontif? So there was a machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah, which reflects a machlekes, the Rishon, the end of the Mesich, the later daf man. What's the din on Yontif? So the Mechaber follows the Rif and the Rambam, who say that on Yontif we're machmal like Rav Yudah, that mukta is also. And the Ramah says not so. We make a lot of mukta, we only machmal a little bit on Yontif, not fully. So Rashi holds that the din is, Rashi holds like the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is passing like Rashi. Rashi holds that the din is like Rav Shimon, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Yontif, that there's no din of mukta. And Rashi claims Rav Shimon matir is Rav Shimon l'shitasa, Rav Shimon l'eslei mukta. So therefore, we can't subscribe to this din of Lo Nitnu Eitzim El Lasoka. So therefore, we wouldn't accept the Mishnah. So Taisa says they can't believe that that's so. What do you mean? That you don't pass on the din, let nita it's not lasaka. This is a Mishnah. What do you mean? Rab Shimon disagrees. That's the other, that's a different Rab Shimon. It's not the same Rab Shimon. It has nothing to do with the famous Rab Shimon of Bamukza. It's a different sheet that he doesn't hold. Maybe the pshat in Rab Shimon is that he holds that lags are not Mukza and Yantar. Lags are called the Kli. Lag is a Kli and Yantar. And maybe he doesn't hold this whole din. Once you have a Dvan Mukza that's Mukhan for one Ishtamshus, we had in the first place, if you have to sack up sand. And then the place you shech the kui on yontif, the kui is a suffix behema, suffix chaya. And if it's a chaya, then you do need kisei adam. And if it's a behema, it doesn't need kisei adam. So you are mazman this sack of sand to cover up the tzaya of the little baby. That's a vadai tzorech. But the tzorech of kisei adam of a kui, that's a suffix tzorech. So the Gemara says that sand, that's mukze, is only mukhan and muzuman, for hashtamshis, that's a vadai hashtamshis, a suffix tzorech hashtamshis is not, you're not allowed to handle it. That's the same as we're explaining Lanita Itzmel Lasok. It could be Rab Shimon disagrees with that Gemara also. Either Rab Shimon holds that sand is Muktzah, he's masking, but he holds logs on that Muktzah Yontif. Or it could be that Rab Shimon holds that he doesn't agree with that then either. Sand Gufa. Whenever you have a Dvar Muktzah, that's Mukhan, for some specific Ishtams, you have a Heter to handle it. So it's a Heter to handle it for everything. Why should you distinguish? But the Pashtus is that this Rab Shimon is unrelated to anything else that Rab Shimon said in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's like Rashi.
Rabbi, does that mean that when you cover the dam of a koi, you don't make a bracha?
You do not say a bracha. That is correct. That is in Shulchan Aruch. You do not say a bracha because only a suffix. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says, because the kui is a suffix chai, suffix behem.
But behem, you're not allowed to be covered in the dam, otherwise you'd be matter the chaylev, no? Behem.
In the first parak it says, yeah. The first parak. He shouldn't do the kisei adam of a kui on yontif, because people would think, they allowed him to do the kisei adam on yontif. Must be that it's a vadai chaya, and then you're allowed to eat the chaylev. That's how the Gemara says. Yeah. So here's the Rashi. Rashi writes over here about 15 lines from the top. The little Rashi, Reb Shimon Matir, the leis le muktze. Rashi learned that Reb Shimon disagrees because he holds, he doesn't believe in lanita eitz malasok because leis le muktze. And Tosfos is not happy about that. His a few tesis, they deal with the issue that they don't agree with this Rashi. That's not it's not Reb Shimon Lashitov. Okay. Then the Brisa picking up on the next line in the Mishnah. The next line in the Mishnah is the last line in the Mishnah on Lamed Beis on the Beis. Let's say Beim is going to walk on Yontif. On Shabbos also you can have an animal walk in the street. The animal walks on its own. I'm not caring. You don't need an Erev to walk an animal. The animal walks on its own. But let's say on Yontif, let's say there's no Erev, and I want to carry a cane in order to lead the animal to go in a certain direction. So that's also, so the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, Matir, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. It's Tzarech HaYom Tzas. He wants to lead the animal. He's going to bang the cane on the ground in order to lead his animal. And the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to. Why is it forbidden? What's the shayla? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah that the Pashup Shat is Kosalka Daitach. The last Rashi on the Mishnah writes Kosalka Daitach. The Gemara's Havamina was that this shtekin that he's going to use was never, it's not a cane that he bought in a store. It's Meyuchas, special cane Meyuchas for that. He has logs around. And he took a log. He took one of the logs that's too schwach, it's too skinny. It doesn't pay to use the skinny log for the furnace. He's going to use the skinny log to lead the animal. And that's the machlokes hatanoim, but on the nitu etzmel lahasoket. Since all the same thing as the machlokes of Shimon and before. So the Gemara says, is that the machlokes hatanoim? Who's the Tanu? Who's Matir? Rav Lozer Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon. Rav Lozer Reb Shimon is the son of Reb Shimon. So he disagrees because he holds like his father, and the Braiser Reb Shimon says. Yeah. So the Gemara says, is that the story? Gemara says over here, Lema, should I say, about eight lines from the top, should I say, Rab Lozer Reb Shimon ki avu asvira le, he holds like his father that he doesn't believe in lanitnu eitz mela lahasoka. So the Gemara says, but Rashi says, should I say that he holds like his father the leis le muktze? That's what Rashi said before. That Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, Lanita Etzma Asoka, so Rashi said, why? Because the Leis Le Mukta. So Rashi got it from this line in the Gemara. The other Rishonim apparently didn't have this line. They just had Lamek Yavuos Virale. Should I say the Rav Lozer Rav Shimon holds like his father that we just mentioned before? Whatever, however you'll interpret his father's Shita. He doesn't believe in Anikra. It's Malasoka for whatever reason. Not because it's unrelated that you can hold. You can hold there's no dinner mukta, but still this is mukta mamish. This is mukta mamish over here. So the Gemara says no. Lo. The machlekes over here, they're not talking about a makel that I just used, I picked it up on Yontif from the firewood. That's really oimed lahasok, and all of a sudden Milo Yontif I decided to use it as a shtekin to lead the baby. Not a mukta digger thing. No, it's a special makel. He paid $25, he bought it in a special pet store. Yeah, it's a real kli. The Gemara says no, there's a different machlokes. Bo'afil Reb Shimon moide. Even Reb Shimon, who disagrees before on the nitra etzmal asoke, could be over here. It's a different ishim shem the Mexican man does a lechinga. It looks like he's going to sell it in the marketplace. What is the word chinga? The word chinga in Aramaic usually means to dance, to dance. But over here, when people do business at the dreza harum, they run around from one to the other. Sometimes it looks as if they're dancing. So that's where Rashi writes, the Gemara has a lotion. The merzi kemad ozalechinga looks as if they're going to business. Doesn't really mean to go to dance. It's a new marisai. It's a new gzera de Rabban. Here the Malchamis, the Ramban Malchamis, has a further suggestion on this. This pelet dikedin la nitnu eitz mela la hasota. What does it mean? What's the machloikas satana? And why does Rav Shimon disagree? So he has a few suggestions. So one of his suggestions is that really the logs, the firewood, is muktzah on Shabbos, that we understand, because it's not a kli sheyesh bo hishtamshus at all. What are you going to use on Shabbos? But on Yontif, there's no reason in the world that it should be muktzah at all. It should really be a kli sheyesh. It should be a kli sheyesh bo hishtamshus. Not should be like sand that you're mazmin for a bris, a muktzah digazach that you plan to use, that you have a het to tiltel. No. Log should be like a candle. A candle is a kli on Yontif. On Shabbos also a candle is a kli. But it's a kli shemalach tali yisa. And on Yontif the candle is a kli shemalach tali heta. So log should be a kli shemalach tali heta on Yontif. Why do we say, so the Ramban makes a whole suggestion based on a Gemara in Shabbos. And he has a pilpul. Is it right? Is it not right? Ramban says maybe it's a gzera Yontif to Shabbos. And Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Lanita Eitzmah Asok. He doesn't hold from the gzera of Yontif to Shabbos. That theme pops up a few times in the Masechta, and Beitza and Shabbos a few times. Is there such a din? We added before by the discussion of Tfilas Kelim. There was a Mishnah that you're not allowed, if you have a Kli that's Tomei, so you're not allowed to be Toivel the Kelim on Shabbos or on Yontif. So the Gemara said that was a Mishnah on Yud Zayin on the base. The Gemara said, what's the problem? So the final suggestion was Mechzik Misak and Mona. It was Tommy before, now it's Taurus Misak and Mona. The first thing Gemara gave out the suggestion. Gemara said, Gzeir Hashemah, he'll carry it. Gzeir Hashemah Yotzi, because not everybody has a mikveh in their basement. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, if it's Gzeir Hashemah Yotzi, so it doesn't have any application on Yontif, should only apply on Shabbos, Yontif you're allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, Gzeir Yontif up to Shabbos. And the Gemara has a Masech Shabbos also about Gzeir HaBalonim. The Gemara talks about it. You're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos if the hot water, the bathtub was filled up from Erev Shabbos. Why? Because they didn't have bathtubs in every private home. They used to have a bathhouse. And the bathhouse attendant was not the most religious person in the world. So they couldn't trust them, the Balonim. So some of them would cook up the water on Shabbos afternoon. And they would claim that they had heated up on Erev Shabbos in order to save money. It's very expensive to have the fire burning. Yeah.
All the time.
So they would make the fire on Shabbos and tell a lie that they heated it up on Shabbos. It'd be shum. Zeres HaBalon, they asked it to take a bath in hot water, even if the water truly was heated up on Erev Shabbos. So what about Yontif? What's wrong with taking a hot bath on Yontif? So the Rishonim have a discussion about Zera Yontif up to Shabbos. Every so often you have such a discussion. So the Ramban introduces it over here. Maybe that's the Machlekes HaTanai, where they say, L'nitnu Eitzim Elo LaHasoke. Maybe the Tanakama really doesn't make any sense. Maybe on Yontif the log should not be muktzah at all, it should be a klisha malach de leheta. And the only reason for the Tanakama treating it like muktzah is a gzera Yontif at the Shabbos. They're not going to make a gzera to tell you not to handle the logs even for the purpose of cooking. Keep that's too much, make life impossible. But a little bit of gzera Yontif at the Shabbos. And Rav Shimon holds, you don't make the gzera Yontif at the Shabbos. There's another suggestion. I have a few. They have difficulty with this din.
You shouldn't. Hashmish is different. When it says lahasaka, it's not what he's using it for. He wants to use it to prop up stuff. He wants to use it to madagahimus. That's what. But we say it's lahasaka for that tashmish only. But
only.
For the tashmish, for that it's mukta.
Yeah, but that's what
that's what the Tanakhama says. And Rab Shimon disagrees. So that's a shaila. What does the Tanakhama mean? So we learn Pashup Shah Tanakhama holds that the thing is really mukta to begin with. And because you're mazmin it for the fire, so it remains mukta, but there's a heta hishtamshus for that purpose, or for equally important purpose, or for more important purpose. And less important purpose, no heta. And Rab Shimon denies this whole concept. So that's the question, is that taka the pshat? That seems to be the pshat by the sack of sand, by the sawdust in the first pair. But maybe over here, maybe a lock should really be like a candle. Maybe it should be considered like a klisha malachta laheta. Why do you say a candle is, on Shabbos a candle is a klisha malachta laheta? You don't say it's mukta. And on Yom Tov, a candle is a klisha malachta laheta. So why not say that a log is a klisha malachta laheta on Yom Tov?
Even on the candle, if you want to use the tashmish for that candle, that's not what it's intended for.
No, that would be mutter. Let's say you have a klisha malachta laheta and you want to use it for some other hishtamshus. So Reb Nechemi says you're not allowed to. That's what he brought up. Reb Nechemi holds even a spoon. I feel a talus, I feel a tar, but you're not allowed to handle it for something else, some other purpose other than the regular purpose. But nobody paskin, none of the Rishonim paskin like Reb Nechemi. That's in Gansan Ashita Tchuya. So the only time you say it is by a Dvar Muktze. So Luchar Tanakam is saying that it's Muktze. So that's a problematic. Why in the world should it be Muktze? So the Ramban has a suggestion. No, Tanakam never said it's Muktze either. Just Exeri Yontavat the Shabbos. And Rab Shimon holds that you don't make the gzeir over here yontav at the Shabbos day. They all had problems with this word.
What about Lamitra Echelele Lasukha? But these are beings that have been prepared for building.
Yeah, that we had last week. That's Mukta. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'yontav. But these beams are Oymed Lebinyan. That's even Mukta Machmas Chisorin Kiyas. It's Mukta Goma. Yeah, there's no Hetesh Tamshis at all. Even Rab Shimon holds that that's Mukta, right? That everybody would agree that that's Mukta, right? Now the Gemara has Vaita discussion. Chizra. Chizra means he has a pile of logs that he's going to use on Yom Tov for the furnace for cooking, for warming the apartment or cooking. So some of the, let's say one of these logs is not a log, it's a branch. And it's a broken branch and it has a sharp point on the edge. And he wants to broil his steaks. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take the branch, stick it into the steak and hold it on top of the fire like a fork. Yeah, like a shpud. Are you allowed to use the log for that purpose? Or do you say, no, you're only allowed to use it as firewood. But you're not allowed to use it as a shpud, as a spit to broil. So that sounds like a machlokes chizra, that's chizra. Machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, what kind of a branch of wood are we talking about? Biritivo, if it's moist, and if it's not shaykh to throw it into the fire to use it, it's not going to burn well. So he's not going to use. They used to dry out the logs in the Beis Hamikdash. They only used logs on there. They were sitting and drying in the heat of the summer. The sun would bake out the logs and dry them out, so they would burn well. And the Gemara says on Chamishos Ba'av, the sun isn't so hot anymore, and then it doesn't dry out the logs any longer. So then they would stop, that would be the Yom Tov HaMagel. They would stop chopping down logs for the Mizbeach because they wouldn't be able to dry out too well at that point. So the so here also, if it's Biritiva, if it's a moist log, it's not really useful for firewood. So then the Gemara says, for sure, it's a mukta. It's not right to it's mukta on Yom Tov. There's no heter at all. The whole machlokes is keep pligi. When is the machlokes be veshta? If it's a dry log that you could throw it into the fire, so one amara holds, it's mukta, but it has a heter hishtamshes for that purpose to throw it into the fire. For that hishtamshes or any other hishtamshes are equally important, more important. And this is the same equal importance. Mali, what's the difference to throw the log in the fire that it should get consumed by the flame? A mali that you should hold the steak with it. It's vital to broil to cook some food on it. So it's the exact same as tamshas. Keep ligi, when is there machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes should be veshta if it's a dry log that theoretically could have been used for the fire for cooking So Mandi Asar, the one who says it's not allowed to use it as a shpud, you're only allowed to use it for fire purposes, and not for any other ishtamshut. Mandi Shor Yamalach, what do you mean? It's the exact same ishtamshut for cooking food. What's the difference whether you're going to use it to serve as the log, or you're going to use it to serve as the shput? It's the same thing about it. Mali litzlas bikachaltoi. Mali litzlas boy. It's right to the same equal importance as tamsha, so it's included in the heifer. Like in the first paragraph, the Gemara said, I was mazman the sack of sand to use for one purpose. I can use it for other purposes that are equally important or more important.
Here you're making a keli to use something. I can see this the first time of the scene. You're making a keli.
You're making a keli is the next gemara. If you skip a few lines after this, Dorash Rava, the next line. That's an interesting chiddush. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the next gemara. It says a woman is not allowed. A woman, a man does make a difference. Let's say I have a door that has to lock with a bolt, and I don't have a bar of wood to put there to serve as a bolt. So I'll go in on Yontif. On Shabbos, the logs are muktzes. I can't go take a log. What about on Yontif when you're allowed to take the logs? You're allowed to take the logs for burning purposes. So am I allowed to go take a log and use it as a bolt on the door? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to. So the Shabbos, Omar Rav, Dorash Rav, Isha Latikonis Ledirho, Eitzim, should not allowed to go into the shed where you have all the logs. Lito Mehem Ud, in order to take a log of wood to serve as a bolt that's in Shulchan Aruch, and ud means something to poke around the coals in the furnace. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote that Rashi and the Rambam say the reason why it's forbidden is vital and it's metal hasoka. You are not to use the logs for that purpose, for hasoka purpose, and not for other purposes. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah quote a Rishonim who say a different time because it's Mesakin Mona. That's a very interesting chiddush. We usually used to thinking Misakamon is like this. I take a hammer and nails and I take logs and I bang and I made a table, I made a chair. I take a log and I use it as a bolt on the door. I didn't change it. It's the same log that it was before. Yes, Misakamon, okay. Okay. So is this Misakamon? This is Bonet. What did he do? He took a log that fits. He's going to use it as a shpur to poke around in the fire. Kavua, one time after the other, or he's going to use a kavua as a bolt on a door. So why is that Misak and Mani? He didn't change the surah of the thing. So the Mechaber writes a Chiddush, Mechaber quotes Rishonim say that that's also Misak and Mani. Other Rishonim, I don't think, agree. Just because you take the thing, Kemo Shehu, and then you miyachid it for one purpose, that makes Misak and Mani. Harei Zekli, what I mean was the same as it was before. I didn't change it, I was just mazmin it for constant use as a bolt on the door or as a shpud in the fire. You're not allowed to do that. The pashtus says you are allowed to, but over here you're not going to use it and reuse it and reuse it. You're just going to use it once to hold the place and you're going to throw it out. So here to say that it's masakin mana, this is a shverevor. So that's not the issue by the chizvah. The chizvah, the shaila is one amukta. So the first version is the halmachlekes only is biveshto, and the second version is no ikediyami. Be a veshta, if you have a dried out log and you would be able to use it as in the furnace to burn it. So who are dinami to use it? That's lanitnaitz malasoka. But hasoka, if anything equally important, is nachmamish the same as tamshus. Mali to use it to burn it up, that it should get consumed. Mali to use it as the stick to hold the steak. You're not going to use it, reuse it, reuse it many times over. Just going to use it once. So that's exact same as tamshus. Everybody holds muda. When is the machlokes biratifto? If it's too moist to throw into the fire, that it should burn. So mandiyo asad the lechazel asoka is mukta, mamish mukta. It's not even roy lehishtamsh. Well, mandishari, the one who holds that it's mukta holds. No, it's still right to throw. If you'd have a big enough fire, that's very hard. So the fire will dry out if you have a shvacha fire, you don't need such a big fire. So then you don't put in logs that are moist because they're not going to burn well. But if you have a hot enough flame, you can even put in logs that are not so dry. So Gemara suggests maybe that's the machloikis and the hilchas that we pass, and yivesh the shari, retif the osa. Yeah. That's the shaila. Why? Gemara says even a log that's a little bit moist is also chazi lehesa gadol if you have a big enough fire. mean, there's one opinion in the Gemara that if you have a log that's a little bit moist, you're not allowed to throw it into a Hesed Gadol. So the Ramban and the Machamis find that hard to believe. Everybody should agree that that's muta. If you were mazmin it, we're talking about mazmin in advance, it's in the shed with all the other logs. If it's a little moist, so you throw it into a big Hesed Gadol. Why should anybody disagree to say over here that nigu, that you can use it as a firewood in the Hesed Gadol, Wadanami, you can use it to hold the steak. The chizra has a point on the end to hold it to cook the steak. So the Ramban suggests that the pshat, this is the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, this Ramban. Ramban suggests, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Mochamas. So the Ramban says that the pshat is like this. The only time you say that it's the exact same ishtamshus, I could have used it. Mali litzlas boy, mali litzlas bikachalta. I could have used it as a kachelas to burn it. So what? And I mean, I can use it to hold the piece of flesh. Yeah, I could have used it as a kachelas by itself. This could have been the whole material that I'm going to burn. So what? And I mean, it had a hishtamsha. It could have theoretically had such hishtamshas. So instead of that hishtamshas to serve as the firewood, I want to use it to hold the piece of flesh. But over here, it's only chazir lehesed gadol. I got many other logs of wood. It doesn't have ishtamshus on its own to bake with it or to cook with it, because you're just going to make a fire with this log alone. It's retifto. It's more. It's not going to work. So that's what the Gemara came to the maskana hilchasa. If it's retifto oser nigu, that you could have used it for ishtamshus but tarubis with others, therefore you can use it on its own as a chizra. As it is, that's not the same ishtamshus. That's less important. And therefore, it's not included in the original Hazmon. Shveri Gemaris, yeah, Shveri Gemaris. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We have a representative from Kiryat Malachi who comes every year to speak to us about his institutions. They're growing, they have more and more girls' schools, boys' schools, they have more people in the Lubavitcher community. It's not all the Babish. There are other people that live in Kiryat Malachi also. They have a Chatzmoy school there too. They have this school.